Blog Talk Radio.
EOTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
What's going on? My name is Stephen Knight, and you listen to The Stephen Knight Show.
Changed a couple of characters around and added just a little bit different twist,
but it was still top class horror movie.
Okay. So you definitely recommend it?
Definitely recommend it. So that's two movies that I recommend.
All right. All right. What's coming up? Anything coming up that you look forward to?
Wow. There's a couple surprises that I'm looking forward to. There is talk of Tyler Perry actually, speaking of Seven, Tyler Perry actually reprising Morgan Freeman's role as the Detective Alexander Cross that was in the Seven movie. He was also in Kiss the Girls and Along Came a Spider. That's the same character in all those movies because those movies are based off a book. And Tyler Perry's actually reprising that role, and they're going to give it new life. So we're going to see those type of movies done over again, but with Tyler Perry. I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, definitely sounds like a good look. He has a good way. I like what he did for Colored Girls. I never read the novel, but the movie came off really well, so I can only imagine
right.
what he did with this.
Right. And what I love about him, when he takes books like that, he tries to adapt the same principle that the book tries to deliver onto film. A lot of books you can't do that with, but
right.
he has a way of making it artistic and still sticking to the true art form of how it was meant to be. I like that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, anything, did you already have your casting?
Nope. My casting call is actually this Sunday. So if you're going to be in the Philadelphia area, come on out. Models all shapes and sizes, non-models all shapes and sizes. Models are needed for an artistic project. So if you're at all interested in being a model, you know, if you would like to have some artistic photos taken of yourself, please come out to the casting call. And you can find that information on my Facebook, which is GK Evans. You know, I'm friending everybody, so come on by and friend me. And you can also check me out on Twitter at Absolutely GK. So come on by and check me out. And also, October 27th, I'll be representing the Stephen Knight Show for the In Crowd Industry Night in Philadelphia, October 27th.
Absolutely.
And you can get your tickets at www.jointheincrowd.net. Again, www.jointheincrowd.net. And I would love to come see you on the red carpet. You can order tickets over the web. Love to see you there.
All right. Well, Chike, as always, especially want to thank you for tonight, booking Miss Kalina Johnson. And you have a great week, okay?
Yep, tell Miss Johnson, Chike loves her.
Thanks, Chike.
See you guys.
All right. All right. Hey, Ron, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How you doing tonight?
Blessed and highly favored, brother.
Amen.
Hey, Ron. That's a good answer.
Yes, I'm blessed and highly favored. Man, just doing some homework right now, watching the Lions and Bears game. And
okay.
I'm on Twitter right now also, so, you know, follow me, Ron Cosby 1 on Twitter. I'm at 59 followers. Can I please get 60? Please.
Just one more.
Can a brother get 60 followers? Please. One more.
What's going on in sports,
A-Ron? Oh, man, this whole NBA thing, man. It's so sad right now, man. It was just announced today that the first 2 weeks of the NBA season will be canceled.
Wow.
Yeah, so I mean, this is crazy, man. I mean, this
had the preseason, right? The second half of the preseason.
The preseason is done. It's not even
right.
going to happen. Now it's the first two weeks of the regular season.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do without basketball.
That's crazy.
You know,
that's crazy.
College, man, college basketball, I'm going to be focused on it big time now, big time.
Yeah.
This is crazy, man. I don't get it. What is with these? I mean, it's like millionaires and billionaires fighting over money, man.
Exactly.
And I mean, it just doesn't feel right now with all that's going on in the world, with people losing their jobs and their homes, and just seeing these multimillionaires, you know, that can't get it together. It, I understand it's business, but at the same time, it just from the, you know, average Joe looking in, it just doesn't look right. But hey, I'm not a millionaire.
Because it was an outlet for many people, you know.
And actually, yeah, but see, this affects so many people. It just, this just doesn't affect the players or the owners, man. There's, you know, there's vendors, you know, that work at all these stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's the people that actually work at the parking lot.
It's
a lot of other people's jobs. Right. It's a chain, definitely. So I hope that they're able to work it out and salvage the season. But as of right now, it doesn't look too good. But
do you think it'll come through?
Well, I hope. Yeah. I think so. I think so.
Well, football did, yeah. So we have hope.
Let's see. Well, with football, actually, if you all remember back during the summer, I was kind of thinking, you know, that the NFL would actually lose the entire season. I was like, if like they didn't get anything done by like this certain time period, that the season was going to be lost. They got it together. They didn't have any preseason games, but they had a regular season. I didn't think that the NBA would actually go to actually losing their first 2 weeks of the regular season. So that, yeah, it's kind of, I don't know, man. But the, I don't know. Anyway, we'll just see. But anyway, but with the NFL, man, the Lions. Who'd have thought the Lions 4-0, Detroit, man.
Detroit,
you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
But what's with the Falcons?
All of a sudden, I see a whole lot of Lions fans on Facebook.
Right. Well, that's how
they've been hiding.
They all hiding now, aren't they? Lions fans are like coming out of the woodwork.
I haven't seen anybody represent Lions in forever.
Right. Right, I'm like, when was you a Lion fan, man? I was always like, nah, you wasn't. You was a Cowboys fan last year.
You're right.
It's the whole bandwagon thing, which I think is cool for the city of Detroit.
Sure.
They definitely need it. Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Well,
so I didn't go to the Falcons game last night. I'm just letting you know, I didn't think they were going to win. I mean, I can't stand Green Bay, but they play ball.
Green Bay balls. They ball,
Green Bay
man.
Balls out.
Oh, my God.
I was
they
hoping
ball.
For a miracle, but I wasn't expecting one. So.
Yeah.
It was a great effort. The first half was a great effort, but Green
first
Bay came
was,
back.
Was on point. Yeah, first half was on point. Second half, the Packers just like, you know what? Enough. Let's stop playing. Right. But speaking of Falcons, though, former Falcon quarterback, man, Michael Vick is having a really good season, which he is. But they lost again, man. Oh.
Oh, wow.
They lost
again. You said they needed to win this game, right?
Yeah. Okay, they played the Redskins Sunday. If they lose this game, it's over. You hear me? You heard it here first, Stephen Knight Show. Eagles lose this game, it's a wrap. There's going to be changes. Somebody's going to get fired. It's going to be a lot of changes going on. So, and I have a feeling that the Eagles will lose the game. I don't think that they're going to.
They're not looking too good right now.
They're just not looking good. Vic is throwing interceptions and. I don't know.
Great.
Yeah. So anyway, but that's pretty much it, man. Nothing really exciting is going on in sports right now. So that's pretty much it.
Well, I definitely hope the NBA gets it together, and I guess we'll see what happens, Aaron. But we always thank you for your contributions each week. So you have a great week and finish up at home, okay?
All right, thank you.
Have a great week, Aaron.
All right, thank you. Hold on. Miss Parker, get better soon. So,
thank you. I appreciate it. I'm working on it.
You're welcome. No problem, y'all. All right.
Yeah.
Well, Zanera's not on tonight. She had a previous engagement, but we want to wish her well and know that you can check out her finds at budgetshopaholic.com. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. You're listening now. You're listening to The Steve and Knight Talk Show on EOTM Radio. The Steve and Knight Show, Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on EOTMRadio.com.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Steve and Knight Show here on EOTM Radio. As you know, the Steve and Knight Show, our mission is to bring you the latest in entertainment news, sports, interviews, fashion, and, of course, music. We want the show to be very interactive, so we definitely want to hear from you.
Yeah, so please make sure to like us on Facebook if you haven't done so already. We ask you this every week, so if you're a fan of the Steve and Knight Show, please take a second to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, The Steve and Knight Show, SHO. Each and every Monday, we post the question of the day, and we look forward to hearing from you. We appreciate your feedback, and we appreciate you participating in the discussion. So please hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Absolutely. Well, Ms. Parker, tonight the question of the day was, would you ever sign a prenuptial agreement? Now, you and I talked about this. You kind of sparked this question for me in our conversation we were talking about over the week. We were talking about Paul McCartney. She recently got remarried to an heiress.
Yeah, it was funny because we were when we heard it, we both looked at the TV and looked at each other like, what?
He did it again? Because, as you remember, his last divorce, his wife got, almost 50% of his income,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I can't remember her name, but it was the model that was missing a lamp or a leg or something.
The leg, yeah.
And she when she left, she took a lot of his money.
A lot of his money.
I've heard he got engaged. I thought it was maybe just just a thing to make her feel better. Like, I'm going to go ahead and just give you a ring, but I didn't think he was going to move forward. But I didn't know too much about the woman that he married. Apparently, she has as much money as he does. So he picked someone with as much tax as he has. So I guess that's a good thing.
No one wants
to give up half of their money.
Well, Ms. Park, would you ever sign a prenuptial agreement?
Would I sign one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
Why would you sign one? I was shocked. A lot of people said they would. Some people said they couldn't, but... Why would you sign one?
I would sign one because if the shoe's on the other foot, I would once try to sign one as well. If you're marrying someone, you're not marrying them because of what they already have. Now, if you guys build something together, that's different.
Right.
Let's say you help him grow his business while you're married, that's different. But, you coming in with all of his money, and no matter what happens, you're going to get, but you're going to
be
married.
Right.
You'll be okay. So I think, especially people, guys with a lot of money, I don't know how it is with women with money, but guys with money, they want to feel like you're with them for the right reason.
I wouldn't
mind.
Okay. Well,
would you sign one?
I would sign one because, like you said, I was talking to some of the girls in the office today and they were saying how, I'm not marrying you for your money, I'm marrying for you. You don't trust me. But it's not about that. The thing is that there is a high divorce rate. And so what you're doing is you're protecting yourself just in case, because people change 20, 30 years down the line. Obviously you don't want to get a divorce, but you want to have something there just in case. And, a prenuptial agreement doesn't mean you're not going to get anything from it and that you still won't be treated, be set off. It just means that you
It's just that you're not entitled to half of
half of the money, right. So I would sign one. I'm interested to hear what everyone else has to think. So make sure you go on Facebook and Twitter, let us know. Well, Ms. Park, what's going on in entertainment news?
I've been starting entertainment with some serious news lately.
Yeah,
we lost Steve Jobs last Tuesday, I believe. The creator and founder of Apple, so rest in peace.
Mm-hmm.
He lives on every day with our phones and iPads and iPods.
Right.
And you know, and desktops. So definitely lost one of the greatest minds of our time. I'm proud to say that he was a Pisces.
Oh, one of the Pisces. Yeah. But, you know, to me, the amazing thing about his story is that he was someone who, you know, he was his family had put him up for adoption. He got adopted to a family who wasn't really making that much. Went to college and dropped out after his family could barely afford to put him in college, but he dropped out.
Yeah, he dropped out his first semester. He was put up by his parents before in grad school. So I guess they didn't want to interrupt their education. They're very well educated. They had a daughter few years after that together, and she's actually a famous author, and her book was turned into a movie. So he definitely comes from a family of you know, great minds well. So his parents, you know, they were getting their education while they had him and just felt like they couldn't really take care of him. But he and his mother, his biological mother, formed a relationship, but he's never formed a relationship with his dad, his biological father. His sister and him became very close. He said once that I was his best friend. So, and, you know, his parents who raised him, he was pretty close with them his entire life. So,
but, you know, what was crazy to me is that he started Apple, you know, during those college years, you know, after he dropped out, but then he was fired from Apple. And then over a decade later, they hired him back.
When he was fired, the company was going horrible when he went in there. When he came back, he helped revive the company. But, you know, he worked on other things too. He worked for the studio that made Toy Story.
Okay.
So while he was gone, he did some pretty awesome stuff as well. So we run it off the great mind. And our condolences to his wife and four kids.
Absolutely.
And all the people who loved him.
Yeah.
Keeping up with the sad stories, Dr. Murray is on trial for the Michael Jackson case. I mean, this is sad and funny. Last week, his girlfriend was on the stand. All three of them. He has seven kids, and only one by his wife. The other six are out of wedlock. and his baby mother got on stage and claimed to be an actress and just so unprofessional and just like she was just acting like a big kid in the courtroom. It was so funny. But he's currently living with her, and then the two other girlfriends, of course, took the stands as well. But they said he was making $150,000 a week from Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
So.
He's making some money. Yeah.
I guess he can afford like four or five girlfriends.
Did you hear the recording that he did of Michael Jackson when Michael Jackson was under the influence? Did you hear that?
He did what?
Michael Jackson was under the drug, and he actually recorded a conversation between him and Michael.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he definitely sounded like somebody who would be on influence or something. So I'm not sure why the conversation was recorded, but, you know, it's pretty apparent that he was, you know, heavily sedated on something. Even though the medicine that the painkillers that they had him, that Murray had him on, was like painkillers they use in hospitals.
Yeah.
Kept that. You have to take two IG. Yeah.
Right.
So it wasn't anything to just like pop the pill and take or whatever. Yeah. Like, you have to be hooked up to it.
So. Well, we'll see how that case pulls up. Did you hear there's controversy? They had a Michael Jackson reunion concert.
A tribute concert,
And there were, a lot of the family members didn't want to go because they felt like it was inappropriate to have it right now during the trial. What do you feel?
During the trial. Yeah, that's what I heard as well. I don't know. I don't think it would ever be an appropriate time for any of the Jackson clan. You know, it's always they're never on the same page.
Right.
I'm definitely not surprised or anything about that. And I think that's something that's always going to be anyways, because like I said, they never seem to be on the same page, and they're just not a cohesive clan. So
yeah.
I don't know. T.O. was hospitalized on Thursday, apparently from a prescription pills overdose. So I hope he didn't do that on purpose. I know he's been going through some financial problems. I've been watching his show. Honestly, wasn't a huge fan of his before the show, but since he started that show, you can see like the human side of him and his family side. Because before that, all we saw was this cocky, a-hole, I don't know if I could say that. But when his show started, you actually saw that was a person behind all of that, and all of that was just a front. So I hope that he is okay and that he is, willing to give himself a chance and not take his own life.
Right.
I know that it has to be hard to have all that money and all of a sudden you're broke and have no job. He's 37 years old. No one's going to give him another football career. He is too old and too injured. So he has to come up with something else, and that's life. So I hope everything works out for him and hope that he's doing okay.
Absolutely.
I saw T.I. this weekend. I went to, on Thursday, I went to 255 on Peter Street.
Mm-hmm.
It was maybe about 25 people in there. It's a Thursday night, nothing big going on.
Right.
So he actually had somebody brought him a slice of cake with a candle, and I think his birthday is like this week or it was last week. And, everyone just kind of sitting around. No one really, was being a groupie or anything. So it was pretty cool to run into him. But I know that I've been reading on the blogs that, he got out of, got out of prison and he has to spend time with his kids and he's all in the streets partying. And so he released something on Twitter or Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. About his boys that he went to his boys' football practices. He's been at the games. He's been doing things with his kids, and his nightlife is something different. And, I think we judge too much, especially people who are in the public eye. So let the man be. I just hope he stays out of prison. I hope he stays out of prison. Kim Kardashian wedding aired yesterday. I actually wanted to watch it because I love weddings. So I'm gonna try to watch it sometime this week. But I heard that the ratings was pretty good. Two months later, people are still very interested in what happened with that wedding. So I'm not a Kim Kardashian hater, so I say big ups to Kim. Congratulations to her and her husband, Chris. That was pretty much it. Did you have anything else that you wanted to mention?
Well, I remember I was just thinking about derived of the question of the day because we're talking about how Jennifer Hudson's husband wouldn't sign a prenup.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Punk.
Punk needs to go ahead and sign it. Exactly. I mean, he's supposedly a pretty smart guy. I don't know why he's not working or have a professional career. I'm not sure what he's doing. He's a UFC or UFF, whatever, fighter.
He was a lawyer, then he went to the wrestling,
Well, he needs to go back to that. Well, maybe the wrestling might pay more money. Who knows? But, just sign it. apparently, you're with her for reasons more than her money, and I know that it may be an ego thing for him, but just sign it. I like them together anyway, so I hope it works out.
Well, we're going to definitely take a quick break. When we come back, we'll be talking to Miss Selena Johnson. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Yay, stay tuned.
Hey, Luella.
Yeah, what is it?
Who was that came up on your phone on the other day and
said, what?
Eatum. Somebody called.
Eatum, shot at you.
Dear Carla,
Lord. What is Lord?
I know I saw something on there. I know it was. I ain't know if you're trying to cheat or something. You ain't trying to cheat.
Cheat? How you came see something? That's a
what you saw on there?
EOTM Radio. That's a in a PR company, child. What is all those? What you talking about? Get on my face.
EOTMblog.com. Go check out the site. Get branded. Ask for Carla at 909-559-1763. Get your business.
Selena Johnson counted on her honesty and real-life experiences to produce her compelling music. The young Chicago native confronted her own romantic pitfalls and coming-of-age story on her debut CD, Chapter 1, Love, Pain, and Forgiveness, under Jive Records, which features guest appearances by blues guitarist Buddy Guy and contemporary R&B artist R. Kelly. Johnson is the daughter of 60s R&B blues singer Sly Johnson, part of the famed High Records roster. Excuse me. She grew up listening to Aretha Franklin, Al Green, Tina Turner, the Dells, and Mavis Staples. Early on, she developed a love for music. She performed in local bands in Chicago, sang in church at Greater Christian Unity. She worked in classical and gospel choirs, as well as jazz ensembles at Drake University and Illinois State University, where she majored in music. After having nodules removed from her vocal cords, she took 2 years of speech therapy, and she has a total of 7 years of vocal training. Robert Hicks of All Music Guide said, "All the hard work made Johnson one of the generation's most soulful and realistic R&B singers." Well, tonight she joins us to talk about her new album, Chapter 5, Underrated, and her upcoming reality show. Please help me welcome Miss Selena Johnson. How you doing, Miss Johnson?
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. That was some intro, huh?
Welcome, Ms. Johnson.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Well, we first wanted to thank you for taking time. I know you've been on heavy promo right now for this record and everything you have going on. So I want to thank you for taking time out to schedule to join us. It's been 2 years since your last record, but I know you've been very busy. It's not like you've been taking a break. Tell us a little bit about what you've been doing in the past 2 years.
Oh, God, having kids. I don't know what I'm thinking. Lord have mercy. Having kids and taking care of kids. That's basically been the sum up of the last 4 years of my life.
Mm.
So, and just, you know, being a wife and a mom, just being a mommy and just changed my whole life, my whole aspect on life and everything. And in the process, I wrote Chapter 5. You know, while I was pregnant with my last baby, I was writing Chapter 5 the whole time.
Okay.
So you think it's changed your perspective on music and what you write about since you became a mother?
Yes, but not in the sense where, oh, now I talk about, you know, world issues and kids.
Right.
You know,
right.
In a sense where I'm more passionate about what I talk about and how I sing, because I've been introduced to a greater love. And because I have been introduced to such a greater love, I have a much bigger appreciation for things in life. You know, being able to like singing is a gift from God, so I have a bigger appreciation for it. So the way I come about it will be all different. You know, the way I go about it has become different because of the appreciation.
Well, you know, as I said, I know you grew up in Chicago. How did growing up there prepare you for where you are today here in the music industry?
Well, Chicago's a tough city, tough market, tough city. One thing it has done is created thick skin. It has been the basis of why I'm strong. It's built up my muscles. My mental muscles, built up the mental muscles, because Chicago is a tough city. But it's a musical city, and like you said, you know, being that R&B blues and soul and, you know, house music, it's a staple for house music and soul music. I can't help but be influenced by the Chicago music scene, so it's done a lot for me in that respect.
Okay. Well, let me ask you, because, you know, I'm an aspiring artist. What advice would you give? I know you've been doing this for, almost 15 years now. What advice would you give artists wanting to break into the industry?
Oh, man. You know, one of the things that I found out just in my own career, just looking back, is that one of the things that I did that was really good, I never burned any bridges.
Yeah.
I think that's the number one thing. You never burn any bridges, never, you know, be so quick to, you know, cuss somebody out, even though the industry is buck wild and they're going to They're going to get on your nerves. That's for damn sure. But you have to learn how to channel your emotions in this industry. That's the number one rule for me, as far as, because really this whole industry that I found, you know, what I've come to find is that this whole industry is about relationships.
Yeah.
The relationships that you build with people, who you know, not what you know. Well, definitely what you know, but who you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's all about who you know. You know, you could be from 0 to 10 overnight based on who you know. So, you know, it's just really important not to burn any bridges, because you just never know who's going to be that person that's going to get you to the next level.
Let's talk about the beginning for you, chapter one. How did you get discovered?
Very unlikely. It was something that probably most people do not get discovered this way. I sent in a tape, and that was back in 1997. I sent a tape in. That's when tapes were relevant. Old school ass dub of a dub, the dub tape. And I put it in a brown envelope, and I wrote all over the brown envelope, "Please listen to this. Please, you know, all this black market," like that really
right.
Right. But I put, so dumb. I put my telephone number on the envelope, like that's so dumb. But I did it, and I put a letter in there that I wrote. And just on the other end, my A&R guy, the guy who discovered me, his name is Wayne Williams, the same guy who discovered R. Kelly.
Yeah.
He told me that his assistant that day was like, he came in the office and asked, you know, "Is there anything new in?" And his assistant was like, "Nothing, you know." And so he was like, "You sure? You know, I don't believe this." So he went and looked through the bin himself. And that's when he said my tape was like the last tape in there.
Wow.
And he listened to the song "So Confused,"
mm-hmm.
and that was the song that actually got me signed.
Wow.
He took it to Jive. Wow. He actually took it to Jive Records, and they passed on me. How about that?
Wow.
But he was in the elevator, and the CEO of Jive Records, Clive Calder.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the elevator. Clive Calder gets in the elevator, and they're talking. He's like, I brought them this artist. I don't know why they don't get it. And he took me to Clive, says, "Well, play it for me in my office." He plays them "So Confused," and he's like, "Who is this?" It's Selena Johnson. He says, like, "Syl Johnson?" And he's like, "Yes, it's Syl Johnson's daughter." And he's like,
right.
"Oh, my God, that's Syl Johnson's daughter." Come to find out, when Clive was starting Zomba, which was Jive Records' parent company.
Okay.
When he was starting Zomba, he used to listen to Syl Johnson records when he used to sleep on the floor in his office.
Wow.
So, you know, look at that. I mean, you know,
right.
Really my father.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
So he brought everybody in from the company and was like, "You listened to this and you didn't sign this." So that was kind of a slap in their face. It was just, it's deep. So it's like, that's kind of why there was kind of drama, you know, with the whole me being on the label. And when Clive left me, it was deep because he, you know, they didn't know what to do with me because they were not, you know, they didn't sign me. So.
Right. They missed out on their talent. Well, they overlooked the talent, but Clive saw it in you.
And then they kind of got offended, you know, that he signed, that he was like, "You come in here and you listen to this and this is what you missed." Because Wayne made them kind of look stupid, you know, like, "You passed on this."
Right.
And it was kind of like, "Okay, well, we're going to show you," you know. So when Clive left, that's when things took a turn.
So once you released your first album, Chapter One, what was that doing for you? I know having that first single out, having the album come out, what was going through your head at that time?
I was scared, but I was excited and proud to have that milestone.
Right.
So I think it was a big moment.
Yeah.
It was the album was number one on the Heat Seekers chart. So I was excited about that. You know, I had done a lot of press up until then. So it was just exciting to be able to have a record out.
Right, right, yeah. Well, let's talk about the new album, Chapter 5 Underrated. First of all, I always hear people refer to you as the best-kept secret in R&B soul music. Is that kind of where you got the title, Underrated?
Actually, I got the title from my fans.
Okay.
I sent a message out on the internet and everywhere asking what do they think about, you know, what should the title be?
Okay.
And they came back with that title, Strong. So I was like, this is a dope title because it's going to evoke inquiry, you know. It's going to make people say, well, why, you know. So, and that's what we want them to do. We want them to ask why, even if they say all kind of negative stuff, you know, we still want them to ask why so that they can go and investigate.
Right, right.
Because it's about creating awareness, you know.
Exactly, exactly. What was your biggest inspiration behind this? I mean, because this is essentially your sixth album. What was your inspiration behind this one? What were you looking to achieve here?
I wanted it to be strong. I wanted it to be powerful. I wanted it to be precise, and I wanted it to be an exact showcase of what I do. And I didn't want to be put in a box. I didn't want it to be just a soul album. You know, I didn't want that. The soul is inevitable because it's inside of the voice.
Right.
So I wanted to be able to show that soul can be in all genres. You know, soulful is in all genres. From Janis Joplin to Nika Costa to Bill Withers to, you know, these are Donnie Hathaway, Stevie Wonder.
Right.
Soul is part of every genre of music, from pop to jazz to rock to alternative, even Maroon 5, the lead singer to him, to that group, is soulful. So, you know, Adele, exactly, Adele is soulful. So, you know, in Chapter 5, I just wanted to show that stop putting soul in a box. Stop calling people neo-soul and all that other crap.
Right,
you know,
right,
just let it be. Let music be. You know, I was tired of being put in a box, so I just stretched my wings, and my focus was to just whatever I heard musically in the studio, I just said, oh, okay, that sound good. I'm just going to record to that. Like, I didn't try it. You know, this is what radio gonna want, and you know, or this is what my fans think I should be doing. You know, I didn't do that. I just wanted to finally do what I wanted to do, and I'm so glad I did that because I can sit back and listen to Chapter 5 and love every single song.
Yeah.
I love every song. You know, in the past, some songs I'm like, I don't even like this song. I don't even like performing this song, but now I feel comfortable with every single song, and that was my goal.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, your first single, A Boss, I actually heard it for the first time today, and I was playing it for Miss Parker here, and we were, like, rocking. We said, okay. She went in on this song. She went in on this song.
And it feels so cool.
Tell us about that song, because to me it seems a little different, because I actually had to listen to you all day today. Old records, new records. Tell me about A Boss and how that kind of stood out a little bit from some of the other things you've done.
Well, if you look back into my career, A Boss is not that different. You have songs like Hypnotic off Chapter 3.
You have
Bust the Butt, you know, the song, it's the Tonight I'm Gonna Let Go with Busta Rhymes off Chapter 2. You know, I usually always do a song like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
On the chapter one, I had the Hit on Me remix with Mos Def. Chapter four, I had Where's the Love. So I always do, you know, a Up to the Club tune pretty much on every album. Chapter three also had, I can't think of so much repertoire. It's ridiculous.
Right. You got
to answer. It's tough, man. I've been forgetting words and everything. But but I've always done an up-tempo song, so A Boss is not really far-fetched. However, you have A Boss, and then you have Fade Away, and then you have Go Head. So you have a couple of songs on chapter 5 as opposed to just one or two songs, like the past. So that's something that, you know, I did different. I just don't want to sing boring love songs anymore. Like,
right.
I don't want to sing that no more. That's not fun to me. In my live show, it's high energy. So
right, yeah.
I can't be high energy. Like, I would create this house set, right, for songs
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of my shows, and then it would come out like Smoking on Your Peace Pipe. You remember that song, Smoking on Your Peace Pipe? That's like a house song. Then it would go into Tommy Mottola.
Yeah.
And then it would go into Ooh, Baby, I'm Scared of You. It goes from the back. And then it would go into It's Not Over Between
Okay.
You know, so it would be all of that, and then I would go into He Makes Me Say off chapter 3. And then it would go down, you know, to these sappy love songs. And it's like, I mean, that was boring to me.
Okay.
So I know that in the past I sang songs because they were hits and that my label wanted me to sing them.
Okay.
But I have my own freedom now to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
So
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. What were you saying?
I was going to tell
the broadcast,
because I understand that you started your own label, is that correct?
Anelia's Entertainment is an entertainment company. It's not really a label.
Okay.
It's just
an
entertainment company. But I am signed to an independent label called Shaunikee Records.
Okay, Shaunikee, okay. So how did it feel going that route, going the route in general, as opposed to being on, you know, a major label?
It's much better. Not as much money. You don't have the freedom financially like you do at a big label.
Right.
You have more financial freedom, but you do have some financial, you know, backing. And
right.
it's better because the financial backing is more focused and used wisely. So this way, when you start, you know, generating revenue or making money as far as, the, you know, when you start getting your royalties, you'll actually see them because you haven't spent a whole crap load of money on quote-unquote studio costs or, you know, things that they'll say that you know, accrued, you know, accrued debt from.
Right,
so
exactly.
You'll be able to see your actual recording royalties. Plus, I'm a writer. I pretty much write everything. So I'll be, you know, getting heavy royalties on all ends, you know, publishing and writers and record royalties, which is not something that all artists usually get. So it's much better as an indie. Yeah, I'm trying to be. Shoot, I'm in this industry long enough, damn it. Pay me, don't play me, okay, then? Pay me, do not play me.
Don't play you. You know, you talk about your live performance. I know you have a song on your new record called Angry Girl with Tweet. But you recently, at SOB, you performed it live with Monifa. How did that
mm-hmm.
come together? How did it come together?
Well, Monifa is a very good friend of mine, and you know, I like Monifa's working on her project. I like to show unity between R&B singers. Like, I'm not a hater. I don't like if I know somebody's from the city, they're gonna be at the show, they're my friend or whatever, they're coming out. I want them to come up and showcase themselves and
right.
you know, I want people to see that female R&B women can get along, that we can share the stage and not be catty. Because a lot of that goes on in the industry where, you know, women don't want to be side by side, or when you get them side by side, they get to, you know, get to trying to outdo the other. So I want them to come up and shine because I'm very, very confident with who I am as an artist.
Exactly.
I'm extremely confident with who I am as an artist. You can get up there and sing 1 million, you can hit 17,000 goddamn octaves. That does not scare me.
Right.
That does not scare me because I'm going to still do me at the end of the day. At the end of the day, my fans are in the audience. They bought my album. They waiting for to hear them songs. So I'm not insecure, and I feel like I have no problem sharing the stage with anyone. And I think, and since Monisha is such a phenomenal person, to even do that with me, I thought it would be awesome since she was from New York, you know what I'm saying, to have her come sing the song as well. So that was a no-brainer for me and for her as well.
It was an amazing performance, I have to say. We were just watching. It was an amazing performance.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, Monisha can really sing. She's the boss.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I have to let you know for yourself that, you know, when we put out in the press that we were doing this show, so many people, I love Selena Johnson. I'm listening to this show, and I love Selena Johnson. So it speaks to your fans who are there, you know, still holding you down at the sixth album, you know. I know one of them was the greatest hits, but still holding you down. People are still, you know, after all these years. But you talked about, you know, your love for other female artists, and I know that you're doing a reality show soon called Diary of a Diva with it's Tweet and Angie Stone and some other people. Tell us about that. How did you get involved in it?
Okay. So I'm not allowed to talk about it because I got in trouble the last time
no.
I did.
Oh, no. I was waiting for that.
I can tell you this. Tweet is not a part of the show. And that's one of the reasons why I got in trouble, because somebody said that she was. And she's not.
Oh, okay.
So Tweet is not a part of the show.
Faith Evansville, right?
Angie and Faith are Nikki Gilbert, Kiki Wyatt, and Monisha.
Okay.
Definitely those I know for certain are a part of the show.
I know you can't go into too much detail, but what can you tell us about the show? Because a lot of people have been talking about it. So what can you tell us?
See, that's the thing. I can't tell y'all now. I've been telling everybody everything, and they got too mad at me and told me I need to shut up. I can't tell nothing no more. All I can say is it's going to happen, and it's going to be awesome. So it's going to be great. It's going to be unlike anything. So you guys have got to watch it, because it's going to be the bomb.
Let me ask you this, and you don't have to confirm or deny, but I know that in an interview I read of yours, you said that it's not going to be any over-the-top fighting and drama. Sure, there might be a little bit of drama, but it won't be anything crazy. What are some of your opinions about some of the reality shows we have out now, like The Basketball Wives and The Housewives? Do you watch those, or what do you think about?
Oh, my goodness. What is that noise? Is that my phone?
No, I don't hear anything.
Oh, okay.
I hear nothing on my end either.
That's probably my janky phone. what I feel about the reality shows, well, I'm watching The Kardashians' Wedding right now. It's fantastic. I love the Kardashians. I absolutely do. They are too cute and too funny. And they are so rich and so smart because of the whole taking Kim's tape and just going and making it. Listen here, they took a negative and made it a positive. This family is worth $65 million, whatever. So if you can take a sex tape and make it like that, then that's what family is. Hey, that's just me. As far as the other reality shows, I watch them all. They're funny. I even watched this one reality show that was these ladies that made cupcakes. And I thought to myself, now, how in the hell? Who in the hell said, ooh, they make cupcakes. This is gonna be real big ratings. Like who was sitting around going, yeah, these bitches with these cupcakes, they say change the game. Like who said that? But I sat here and watched these hoes with these cupcakes, and I said, you know what? These bitches are cold with these cupcakes. I sat here and watched the whole show. And I said, well, I guess that's what's going down. That's what it is. We're all sitting and trying to figure out how did they get this far with these cupcakes. And I just, I say, you know what? These reality shows then took a turn, but I'm getting ready to watch them. I like the cupcake ladies, and the problems be so dumb. The problems be too crazy. Like they had this issue was these man cupcakes. They was called beefcakes. Cupcakes for men, and they didn't know if whether or not they were going to sell, because they didn't think that men really get off into cupcakes. Like, this shit was crazy. I was like, oh, wow. we're really sitting here debating whether or not men are, there can be a cupcake line for men. And this
was
an entire episode. I said, if they can get a show, I know for damn sure Dire of a Diva is going to be a hit. Because cupcakes set it off. And I'm talking about this was a big channel. This was like Oxygen. You know, this was like a huge station. You know, I was like, seriously? Okay, then cupcakes. So, you know, I watch all of the little shows. The Basketball Wives are interesting. I think the Basketball Wives is brilliant. I think Shawnee O'Neal is super brilliant for coming with this show because, you know what, they've been with these men for years. These men don't really get them no play, you know, don't really give them no spotlight, no sunshine, and they're in the background taking care of these niggas, and on the low, they're not getting no love. So I think this is a dope way for them to have to step up in the spotlight themselves and show, you know, and it looks like they're not unified on TV, but don't get it twisted. They're all behind scenes probably laughing as they go to the bank.
To the bank, yes.
As they walk to the bank, they're probably unified because they keep signing on. They keep signing on. You couldn't possibly hate people that much and you keep signing on.
Right. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
And if you look, if you think about it, remember Shawnee had that argument with Gloria, but all of a sudden you got Basketball Wives LA, and Gloria is like the head of the Basketball Wives LA.
Yeah, Gloria and her sister.
Exactly. With the one who supposedly
slept
with
Shaq.
Allegedly was the Shaq girl. Oh. So if you don't like Shaq, if you don't like her, then how is she part of, you know, this show like this? That's because they're doing what men do have done for years. They look, they have sex with women and say, oh, you had her? Oh, I had her too, and keep it moving. Now, women need to be doing that too sometimes as far as business.
Take emotions out of it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that Basketball Wives is brilliant. It's brilliant. It's a lot of little shows that be dumb. I ain't going to lie. It'd be some mess. Like I remember it was this one show on BH1 where it was, remember Chance and, oh boy.
Yeah, Chance and his brother.
Chance and his brother. Okay, now when they was on the one show with the girls, okay. But then they did like this show where they was like, and animals and going out in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Wow.
I saw that.
But I watched
I think maybe they had four episodes.
Honey, I think they had about three in the possible. They did. but I watched it because it's like, why? It's like Flavor Flav. You watched him even though
Flavor
he was disgusting.
Flav.
He was off the chain. But you watched all these women kiss him repetitively. Everybody kissed him and liked him, and you watched it like, oh my God, I cannot believe all these beautiful women are seriously fighting over this dude. Like straight up, this was like good TV. I mean, I don't know. I was in my man. I'm like, I can't believe this is happening, but I just could not stop watching it.
But you watched it.
Hopefully, that's what my show will be about. Even if you don't like it, I hope it'll be, you know, to the point where you just can't stop watching it.
I'm telling you, a lot of people are talking about the show. I actually saw it on a blog, and everybody was talking about it. You know, I love Selena, I love Faith, I love, you know, and so they're definitely looking forward to it. Look, just tell me this before we go here. Give us what you want people to get. Like, why would you have someone who maybe haven't heard your music in a while? Why you think that this album is the one that they need to get? I can already tell you, but I want to hear from you why they need to get Chapter 5 Underrated.
Because Chapter 5 Underrated is all of the elements of Selena. It's a piece of each chapter of my entire career.
Okay.
So it's almost like a best of the best, but new improved.
Right,
and
right.
It's a better indication of who I am, because it's me all by myself.
Yeah.
Hold up, is Kourtney Kardashian pregnant again? Oh no, that's old. But yeah, my bad. But yes, it's a better it's a better depiction. I was just cause she's now wait a minute. But it's a better depiction of who I am as an artist. And I think it's going to be the best. It's one of the best punches yet. I think it's the best album out of all of them.
Wow. Well, I know definitely, you know, I was listening to a lot of your music today. I can't wait to get my hands on that record. And from what I heard from it already, you know, the songs I heard in itself make me want to get it. So, but I want to really thank you for tuning in. I'm calling it tonight and being just as candid with us and making us laugh. And I know the listeners are loving it. So thank you again. And we encourage everyone to check out Chapter 5 Underrated and your upcoming reality show, Diary of a Diva. And you have a great night, okay?
And you guys have a great night. And follow me on Twitter, Selena_Johnson, for all updates. And Chapter 5 Underrated is out, so please pick that up.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. Have a good night, okay?
You too. Bye.
Have a great night. Bye-bye.
And for more information about Selena Johnson, definitely check out our Facebook page. We posted her new video for A Boss. We posted the performance of her and Monifa. And more information on where you can purchase your album. And we'll be right back.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the Stephen Knight Show. This part, Selena Johnson was funny.
Oh, my gosh, she was hilarious. That was a great interview.
I like how she kept it real. She said what was on her mind. I like that when people come to play on
the Very great personality.
Yeah. Well, now it's time to go to Stephen's playlist. As you know, we receive music from people all over the country. Want to be featured on the segment. Each week we select artists to play. Tonight we are playing music by both major and independent artists, including two new tracks by Selena Johnson, A Boss, and Angry Girl with Tweet. We're also playing music from Lloyd and many more. I personally want to thank everyone for showing me the love for my single, Forever. I've been getting a lot of good response and a lot of feedback on that.
Forever. That's my jam, too.
Yeah. But if you're interested in being featured on playlist, Stephen's list, make sure you email us at thestephennightshow@gmail.com. Attach one or two songs, your bio, and one or two promotional pictures, and make sure that you have your music edited. We can't be cussing and swearing and all that stuff. But we definitely look forward to hearing that. And the first song is by Miss Selena Johnson. I really enjoyed it. Miss Selena Johnson, entitled A Boss. Check it out and enjoy Stephen's list.
Yeah. This life feels incredible. Together we can do anything. So eternal feels like infinity. Baby, I run till the end of time. Once you had you in my life.
Cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's guys, I mean, die. Thickening in eyes, I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell them who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm Maxim Dooja. That coops up and Chuck the Dooja.
In the air, I just want the baddest bitch in the world right here on my lap. And I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at
I never had it at all. ballin' on a budget. Me and my people do it big out in public. Cause if you don't do it big, bitch, you ain't doing
and
nothing.
I'ma hit this drink up like it's my last. I'ma hit this night up like it's my last. I'ma hit this ass up like it's my last. I swear I'ma do it like I never had it at
done it again. pretty big trunk on my Lincoln Town car, ain't it? Big enough to take these broken hearts and put them in it. Now I'm driving around on the boulevard, trunk bleeding. And every time the cops pull me over, they don't ever see them, they never see them. And I got this black suit on, roaming around like I'm ready for a funeral. 5 more miles till the road runs out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me. Kick off my shoes and swim good.
Well, that was Steven's playlist. Hope you enjoyed it.
Hope you enjoyed it. Special shout out to our guest, Selena Johnson. We want to thank her again for calling in and being real with us and telling us about some of our history. Make sure you go cop her new album, Chapter 5, Underrated.
That was a great interview. Great artist.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Liz Parker, what's your week look like?
Same thing like every week.
Working. I'm actually going home to VA. I can look forward to go see my family and my friends, so I look forward to doing that.
Yeah, to everybody I said hi.
I will.
I'm sure it'll be a good time. When you coming back?
I'll be back on Monday in time for the show. So.
Okay.
But everyone back home, everyone listening, we want to wish you all a great week, and God bless you.
Have a great week, everyone.